This guided lesson in a meditative state is meant to help you understand how your emotions play a role in manifestation. This exercise is meant to be an enjoyable experience. Don't take any of this too seriously. You can't get it wrong because whatever comes up for you is just right. Find a comfortable position, sitting or lying down. Make any adjustments so you feel cozy. Close your eyes. Notice the air in the space around you. Can you identify where the air of the outside world stops and your body starts? Notice the ground beneath you, supporting you. I'm going to guide you through a few rounds of deep, relaxed breathing. When you exhale, you will imagine yourself getting twice as relaxed as you are now. Take a nice, deep breath in. And exhale fully, letting all the air out. Imagine yourself becoming twice as relaxed. Again, take a nice, deep breath in. Exhale fully, letting all the air out. You are twice as relaxed. One more time. Take a nice, deep breath in. Exhale fully, letting all the air out. You are twice as relaxed. Move into a natural, but slow and deeply relaxed rhythm of breath. Imagine your body is a transmitter, like the satellite dish on a rooftop. It's sending out signals all the time. The thoughts you think are always neutral, but they usually attach themselves to an emotion as assigned by you. When you perceive your emotions, you send out a signal. When you have a thought that invokes an emotional response within you, you send out a signal. The stronger the emotion attached to the thought, positive or negative, the stronger the signal you send. Positive emotions cause your aura to be light and clear, so signals can easily travel through all that is, be picked up by a receiver, which you can imagine is a reflective satellite out in space, and then it's reflected back to you for you to experience. This is why when you feel good, it's easy to keep feeling good. Negative emotions cause your aura to become murky and dense, so signals can get stuck. They don't always make it through. Instead, they often stay in your aura and become part of your experience. This is why when you feel bad, it's easy to keep feeling bad. Thoughts with no emotion, or thoughts attached to indifference, a neutral emotion, have no signal. You will now be guided through a few examples of this. We'll start with the thought, "A clear sky is blue." For most people, this is a neutral thought. There is no emotion attached to it. A clear sky is blue. It just is. Think about this for a moment. A clear sky is blue. Now, find a thought that has been bothering you. What's not working so well in your life? You have complete permission to indulge yourself right now. What do you wish would change? Imagine this thought attaching to the emotion that usually comes with it. It may be frustration, sadness, fear, whatever genuine emotion you have been experiencing in this area of your life. Imagine the signal being sent out from your body, but getting stuck in a murky cloud where it hovers a few inches away from you in your aura. Now, summon the feeling of love. This is another indulgence. You are going to let yourself imagine what love feels like for the next few moments. Imagine love's energy inside every cell of your body. This love flows to your heart center, and this love radiates out of you. As love flows through you, the cloudiness in your aura dissolves. Love radiates out of you and through your clear, light aura. It travels through space, through all that is. Your love expands and flows until it reaches a reflective satellite, which instantly recognizes your signal, knows right where you are, and sends love back to you. Love is flowing through you and back to you. You are always connected to love. You create love, and you are loved. Any thought you have that is attached to love will be reflected back and experienced by you. This is the point. This is the goal. This is how thoughts turn into experiences. Sometimes there are physical things that come with those experiences, but it's not about the stuff. It's about how you feel. You can be a deliberate transmitter. You can choose what you experience by shifting your focus to what makes you feel better. Find what makes you feel better. Allow more of that to flow through you and get ready, for the better feelings will come back to you. You'll notice new ideas, opportunities, and connections start flowing into your life. You'll discover you are more often in the right place at the right time. And with a little practice, and taking care to never judge yourself and what you are feeling, it all gets better and better and better. This is manifestation. Take a nice deep breath in and exhale fully, letting all the air out. When you're ready, you can bring small movements back to your hands and feet. You can slowly start moving your body, maybe taking a stretch or rolling over to one side if you're laying down. Thank you for spending this time with me. Much love to you, my friend.